I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of people are on the move in Sudan as the war between military factions enters a third week. Arnie, with Unfolding Word, says people are flooding across the borders of neighboring countries too quickly to count. Agencies say at least 20,000 Sudanese refugees went to Chad, 10,000 to South Sudan, and 30,000 to Egypt. There's at least one silver lining to mass displacement.
It creates opportunities to reach these refugees, many of whom are Muslim and are experiencing the oppression of fellow Muslims, in the context of helping meet someone's physical needs for food and safety and shelter. There's an opportunity to present the gospel as well.
Pray for wisdom as believers in the region prepare to help refugees in physical and spiritual ways.
It's a combined kind of outreach.
And in Guatemala, 5-year-old Elmer spends most of his day stuck in a chair instead of running with other kids. Elmer has brittle bone disease and his bones break easily. Brian Dennett with AMG International recently traveled to Guatemala with his family and they met Elmer. Dennett explains that his daughter sponsors Elmer through AMG's child sponsorship program.
We were able to love on them and provide some needs for their family and some gifts. And we're hoping to be able to provide some equipment to make his life more comfortable as quickly as we can.
AMG provides sponsored kids with schooling, aid, and hope in Christ. You can sponsor a kid like Elmer with AMG for just $36 a month. And right now, a matching donor is doubling every new child sponsorship. Get the details at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.